W252DR Oshkosh and WGBW1590AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirming U.S. support for Japan and South Korea after North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan this weekend. He called on North Korea to engage in dialogue, not provocation. A search underway in Philadelphia for a suspect who police say shot and killed a Temple University police officer Saturday. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says they're determined to find the gunman.
PPD is doing everything that we can to make sure that not only is this person responsible, taken into custody and brought to justice, but for every other suspect out there that is doing the same and wishing harm amongst our law enforcement community and our Philadelphia community.
She says the Temple officer was shot while intervening in a carjacking. Syrian state media reporting 5 people are dead and 15 others wounded in airstrikes in Damascus. State media blaming Israel for those strikes. No comment from Israel so far. This is ABC News. Another ISIS leader taken out of commission in Syria, according to U.S. forces.
After a U.S. Special Forces helicopter raid Thursday killed a top leader of ISIS, U.S. and Syrian forces captured another ISIS official Saturday in another chopper raid in eastern Syria, says U.S. Central Command. It says their prisoner was running an operation plotting attacks and making bombs. There were no civilian or allied deaths in the Saturday raid, says CENTCOM.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. An investigation underway into an incident at a Las Vegas high school during which a school police officer could be seen on video slamming a student to the ground and pinning him underneath his knee. Clark County School District police say the officer has been moved to other duties while the investigation is ongoing. The incident has prompted calls by activists to see police removed from schools. A voluntary recall of some bottled Starbucks drinks. More than 300,000 bottles of the company's vanilla Frappuccino are being recalled after glass was found inside some of them. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Cold Black River, The Great Equalizer, kick it off, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That's from Hillbilly Zeus. 420 Decibels before that. That's from their latest album, Live at the Spaceship. I love the Cold Black River folk. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. This is Max Inc. Heavy, original local music from Wisconsin, but focusing on the hard rock and metal and some punk too, Rocker. How you doing tonight, brother?
Good, Jimmy. What's happening? Happy Max Inc. Heavy.
So we're gonna do this together for a while. I want to do more radio. I miss spinning the hard rock and the metal. I one of my favorite genres and the punk here. So I've taken over the captain's chair, and Rocker is the admiral.
Oh boy,
flying. Bust out the vodka, brother.
Flying the Navigator. Yeah, Jimmy. Hey, and we have a bunch going on. We're going to bring in Cherry Pit Studios owner and the Heroes Lie guitarist, Menominee Falls native Eric LaBrosse. He's going to be in on the phone, actually, talking with us. He's the guy behind Bad Boy, Imperial Fall, Saint Tragedy, Lockjaw, even Ironplow, Jimmy, and Essential, Last Crack at 11.
So many bands have recorded at Cherry Pit Studios over the years. It's just amazing. We play a lot of them here on Max Inc. Radio.
We do. And you have some queued up for us, I think, tonight, don't you?
We do. We're going to get into some of that later on. We got some Imperial Fall. We'll do some Blaming on Cain and some Saint Tragedy. Right now, brand new music from Carbellion. They got a show coming up. Are there going to be a rock fest in July? And I suspect there's going to be a show near Madison sometime in the near future, Rocker.
Jimmy.
Sometime. Who knows? It's Carbellion, their brand new one, Bar Fight. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music that is Imperial Fall and Recognize. Love that Imperial Fall. They actually recorded that at Cherry Pit Studios. Is that right, Rocker?
Yes, sir. Jimmy, there's a whole bunch of bands we'll be playing tonight that all come from Cherry Pit Studios, and we'll be talking to Eric LaBrosse coming up a little later.
All right, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes, actually. Maxine Kevy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Eric is going to get on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. A lot of good rock and roll plus Essential Last Crack. It is Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirming U.S. support for Japan and South Korea after North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan this weekend. He called on North Korea to engage in dialogue, not provocation. A search underway in Philadelphia for a suspect who police say shot and killed a Temple University police officer Saturday. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says they're determined to find the gunman.
PPD is doing everything that we can to make sure that not only is this person responsible, taken into custody and brought to justice, but for every other suspect out there that is doing the same and wishing harm amongst our law enforcement community and our Philadelphia community.
She says the Temple officer was shot while intervening in a carjacking. Syrian state media reporting 5 people are dead and 15 others wounded in airstrikes in Damascus. State media blaming Israel for those strikes. No comment from Israel so far. This is ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The moment restless in destiny.
Sweat track.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. That's some old stuff right there. It's called Maraschino, and the song is called Red Lights. Make sure you check out the webpage, civicmedia.us. Hit the Max Inc. radio page. All the archives are there, ripped out interviews, and there's so much more to come. Civicmedia.us. Hit the Max Inc. radio page.
Jimmy, Cherry Pit Studios is located in the heart of Menominee Falls, just north of Milwaukee. Once a home studio, Cherry Pit has evolved over the years as owner Eric LaBrosse has created a list of local and national artists he's recorded over the years, including legends like Bad Boy and Sunspot to contemporary favorites like Imperial Fall, Blame It on Kane, and Saint Tragedy. Eric is known from his days with local Milwaukee favorites like Maraschino and currently sings for the band The Heroes Lie, and they've made a great name for themselves in the Brew City. On the phone with us to talk a little Maraschino, Cherry Pits, and Heroes Lie is Eric LaBrosse. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. That song, Red Lights, brings back some memories, I tell you what.
It was a rocking song, man.
Oh, gosh, those were the days, man. You know, I was just out of high school. We were touring the country, going to California, Florida, Texas, playing all over, living broke in a new town every night and making new friends. And, I mean, some of those friends that we met along the way, I still keep in touch with. I know in Monroe, Louisiana, Glenn down in Florida, he was manager for the Secret State. Just all great people, man. And, yeah, funny story. Glenn was a manager for one of the bands we toured with down in the Southwest there. And he's actually next to my dad in the yearbook for Nathan Hale High School.
That's pretty interesting. Eric, well, there are many facets to Eric LaBrosse. We just heard a few. Producer, studio owner, musician, and you even work in the music licensing industry. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with you, who is Eric LaBrosse and how did you get into music? What's your backstory?
Good question. Who is Eric LaBrosse? All right. Well, I think I always played in bands in high school, you know, cover bands, playing Nirvana, playing Lit was big back then. That was the big song, My Own Worst Enemy, when I was in middle school, high school. So playing in cover bands, and then when I was a junior in high school, I think we started to form Maraschino, and it was actually originally called Big Cat Malt. And we had a saxophone player. We played the Ghostbusters theme song as one of our covers. It was awesome. Won the Battle of the Bands back then. And then after high school, my brother who played guitar and myself and everybody else was like, well, you want to take this to the next level? You want to hit the road? And next thing you know, we were packing Milwaukee shows. We were playing all over the country. And, you know, a couple tours, we ended up doing pretty well for ourselves. And, you know, the time came where that, you know, that book just had to close. And so that book closed and it opened up an opportunity for the Heroes Lie. But, yeah, just kind of all started with, you know, always been involved with music. You know, I played clarinet in the high school band and stuff, and then the rock bands and stuff. And, and then with Maraschino, I cashed up my 401k from my job I was working at the time to start a studio, because we were spending an ass load of money recording three songs. It was like $3,000-$4,000 for three songs we were recording back then. I won't say where it was or what we were doing. And I was like, you know what? I think we could do this ourselves. So I built a studio out of my parents' basement where Maraschino recorded that record, The Picture of Us All. And that was the very first record. It's still hanging in the studio lounge today. And very first record that I ever recorded and co-engineered, co-produced with the band, and mainly our bass player at the time, Nick Medini. We were the two guys heading the whole, you know, engineering production side of things, and the band obviously was involved. And then it came to the point where I was out in California touring in San Francisco, staying at a buddy's house, you know, because that's how you do. You meet people, you know people who know people, and you find any floor to sleep on.
Because you're living broke.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm outside having a smoke, and I get a call from Jordan, and Jordan from Child on Fire, Prolapse, was the band name back then. He said, hey, I really like Maraschino's record. Can you do ours? And I said, well, I guess. I was like, I don't even know what to charge you, dude. I was like, what's fair? You know, we kind of discussed it a bit. We came to a price of $200 per song, and it came and recorded out of my parents' basement, and that was the very first band that recorded, and things just kind of took off from there.
Wow.
And yeah,
Now, your parents, it sounds like they were behind you and your pursuit of music. Tell us a little bit about how important the effect of your parents were on you.
Well, they knew I was just starting off, and they were, and I was super lucky, super, super lucky for them to, you know, help provide a place for me to start a business. And even though there was, you know, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., there was drums playing. It was insane. any other parent in their right mind would be like, hell no. You know? So get your tea and crumpets out and then rock and roll with the drums that are hammering downstairs at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And their basement was unfinished, I remember. And I go to my dad, I was like, hey, you know, that basement hasn't been touched for years. I was like, I'm gonna finish it. Because in Menominee Falls, if you own the home, you can do your own electrical work. It's just got to have a permit pulled and have to pass an inspection. That's it. So he goes, you're not doing that. You don't know what the hell you're doing. So I go to Home Depot and I buy this book. It says Wiring 1, 2, 3. And I was like, hey, I could do this, right? So I'm reading the book on how to do electrical wiring and all this stuff. Passed the inspection, built the studio. And, you know, they provided me the place to start the business and eventually just got to the point where it made sense to rent from somewhere. And, you know, that's where Cherry Pit moved to Cherry Pit 2.0. And we are currently on Cherry Pit 3.0, where I own the building now.
You know, your story is very similar to Max Inc. Radio. You know, you started Cherry Pit in your basement. Max Inc. Radio started in my basement.
That's right.
Nice.
The basement of Jimmy K, Studio K.
You got to start somewhere, man.
Always start at the basement. Work your way up.
Now, you recently recorded my band, Iron Plow, but you have a long list of bands, and you've recorded both locally and nationally. Tell us about Eric LaBrosse, the producer.
And how was Rocker the drummer?
Rocker the drummer was great, first off. It was awesome working with Iron Plow and, like, knowing those guys through the scene throughout the years and finally getting the call to work with them. I was like, all right, let's do this. You know?
It was a lot of fun.
They got some really good, really good catchy tunes, man. It was an awesome experience working with you guys. And, you know, Eric LaBrosse as the producer, I guess, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty set in my ways and I know what I want and how to get there. A lot of people see music as a very colorful thing. I see it as very black and white. And that's my job as a producer, to create, you know, a product. And, you know, from point A to point B and get there efficiently, both cost-wise and time-wise. I know compared to a lot of studios, I'm pretty affordable, and that was one of the reasons I started the studio, was to create a high-quality recording at an affordable price from the ground up with bands that come in. And, you know, as Rocker knows, working with Iron Plow at the studio, I think that, you know, hits all those nails on the head. So,
Well, I couldn't believe how quick you got through things. I was just amazed.
15 years of doing it will get you doing it pretty quick. The only thing holding me back now is the older I get, you start to slow down.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, tell us about your current band, The Heroes Lie.
Oh, The Heroes Lie. I'm actually visiting the original bass player who played bass for 10 years for The Heroes Lie, Brett. He's my best friend. So Maraschino closed the chapter on their band, and it kind of ended with them giving me the boot for multiple reasons, and we'll say multiple reasons I didn't agree on.
So
I got the boot from my band, and Brett got the boot from his band, and we both had a mutual friend in the music industry. His name was Doug Johnson. He booked for Summerfest at the time, and he worked for Summerfest. And there's a handful of booking guys at Summerfest that I've grown to know in the years now. They're all awesome, amazing people. I know they ran Yellowfoot Music Conference for a bit, which is amazing. I meet Doug at this networking event, and I think it was in Madison or Chicago or something. And I was like, you're Doug. I was like, you know Brett? He goes, yeah, I know Brett. I got, you know, his band Dark Shift or Silver Gun Summerfest gig opening for like Seven Dust or something. I don't remember exactly who it was. But they were, you know, up and coming, and they were starting to gain some momentum, and then Brett got the boot. And I was like, well, I got the boot for my band. I was like, this Brett guy who you're talking about, like, who is he? Like, can I get a hold of him? Does he want to start a band? So I call Brett and I'm like, hey, you want to start a band? And he's just like, well, you know, I'm kind of getting a little bit older. I thought that I was kind of hanging up my coat, but you got a studio and I saw Maraschino playing. You guys are really good. And okay, let's do it. So we started a band. and then rounded up some more members. We actually rounded up Maraschino's original drummer, Bob Packard, to start the Heroes Lie. And then we found Chris Newland through Bob Packard. They played in a band called, I think it was called String Theory or something like that. But they knew each other and they played together. So we formed the Heroes Lie and we recorded a record then. And then eventually Bob got a job offer to move to La Crosse. And we ended up using Paul Newland as our new and current drummer. It was Chris's brother. And he's been with us since, but we recorded our first record and we had an opportunity through Reverb Nation to license our music and we submitted it for it. I looked up, I did some research on the company. They were called APM Music out of Los Angeles, California. And I was like, oh, they're the largest catalog licensing company in North America. What better way to start licensing music, you know?
Yeah.
So after like about a year or two, nothing was happening. We weren't really making any money and everything came at once. All of a sudden there's our music was on this NFL playoff promo with ESPN. We had a theme song for a WWE wrestler. His name was Mason Ryan. And when he left WWE, we flew him up for a show and that was cool as
Wow.
I remember the most surreal moment in my life is I go to the airport to pick this son of a bitch up. And I was like, okay, he's not going to show up. He missed the flight. Something happened. I go to the baggage claim. There's this freaking like 20. He looked like he was 20 feet to me, you know, this
wow.
monster sitting at the baggage claim. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like, wow, this is actually happening. All right, cool. So I pick him up, take him to the hotel, pick him up from the hotel later on, take him to the show. Cool as dude. Oh my God. And he's just like,
we're on FM radio though.
Oh,
that's okay.
F that out. But so he's like, at the show, he's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, dude, you're in Wisconsin, man. Come on. You know, well, yeah, you can have a beer. You know, because he's all worried, like, well, I'm being hired to do an appearance and whatever. I'm like, no, drink with us, man. Have some fun, you know. And so that was pretty cool. Then we had a video game we had a song in, WWE 12. We were the theme song for Husky Harris and that. And currently we have our song, Where's Your Hero Now, is TJ Perkins' theme song. And he had a song of ours in WWE and everybody loved it. And when he left WWE, he says, hey, I still want to use your music. Can I?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah.
Of course. Dude, that's a great story. It is so awesome. I love hearing that history. We're running a little short on time here. Does The Hero Lie or any other bands that you're associated with have any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah. The Heroes Lie has a show coming up. We just booked one November 4th at Da Bar in West Dallas, Wisconsin with Lockjaw and H1Z1. And I just got a message about this a couple of days ago, and I got the confirmation from the guys. So it's a bit further out, and there's a good sporting chance you might see us at Summerfest. We're always we're the band they call when someone cancels. So it works out to our advantage pretty much all the time because we got direct support for Greta Van Fleet and Shinedown 1 year. We opened for Pop Evil and Anthrax last year. So,
nice.
You know, look for us at Summerfest if someone cancels.
Hanging out with the rock stars. If people want to get more information about Cherry Pit Studios, all your bands, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Cherry Pit Studios, Facebook and Instagram are the two best ways to get a hold of you. If you just look up Cherry Pit Studios with an S at the end on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Cherry Pit Studios. And then same for Instagram, instagram.com, yada, yada, Cherry Pit Studios. And then The Heroes Lie, same thing. Facebook, Instagram, /The Heroes Lie.
Eric LaBrosse, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Max Inc. Heavy. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Let's do a song from The Heroes Lie right now. Get Over It. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Too much, or maybe you heard too loud. Your skin.
Heroes Lie on Max Inc. Heavy. That was, what song was that, Rocker? Tell me again. Get Over It. That's what it is. Thanks to Eric for stopping in tonight and having a chat about Cherry Pit Studios. Rocker, what's coming up next week on Max Inc. Radio?
Oh, coming up next week, Jimmy, we are going to have Adam Tesfaye live in the Devil's Lair. And we'll be talking to Greg Delman from Studio 301, plus a few other guests.
Greg, was he in El Trea? Is that right?
That may be true. I think you are ringing the bell there, Jimmy.
I like ringing the bell. Don't forget, if you want to check out the archives, download past interviews. It's all at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. I'd love for you to stop by. And be sure to send us music, too. If you're in a band and you want to get your music on the air, you can send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.